Well, it's been reported today that last year alone, British Columbians reported losses of $46.4 million from online investment scams to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, with most of these losses involving cryptocurrency to some degree. And in the first 7 weeks of this year, BC victims have already reported losses of $1.3 million. The Canadian Anti-Fraud Center estimates that only 5% of fraud victims report such incidents to authorities, which by my quick calculator math tells me that's nearly $1 billion in 2023 alone. To learn more about the sophisticated nature of these scams and what we can do to prevent them, I want to bring in Sammy Wu, the Manager of Investigations in the Enforcement Division of the BC Securities Commission. Sammy, thank you for your time today on the CFAX Afternoon Show.
Hi, nice talking to you, Josh.
So I'm seeing here that fraudsters are targeting victims through a variety of methods, including social media and dating websites, even text messages, often under a pretense that it was just an erroneously sent message. But then they work over the coming weeks and months to develop that trust and eventually exploit you for that trust.
That's correct. That's correct. Yes, it is a type of scam that we have been seeing. It is not really something that's new. We've been seeing the start of this type of scam since the start of the pandemic. But throughout the years, so the last 4 years, it has been increasing. The bad actors have changed their methods. They're always trying to find a better way to defraud the victims. And yes, the most recent trend is that they would try to break down that trust by establishing a relationship with the person. So now you have gained the trust of the person, right? Then they would pitch you an investment in crypto or Forex, and then they'll refer you to some websites which you can create your own account to invest in crypto, and then you would see your social online banking. You would create your account. They would have customer service staff to talk to you, and you would then invest your money into these websites. You would see your money grow, but those are all fake. Those are not real. However, you thought that it was real, but then by the time you try to withdraw your money, that's when they would either ask you to pay more money for fees or pay taxes, and then eventually they would disappear. It is a very common scam that's affecting not only in BC, but also Canada and around the globe, actually.
So obviously there's some red flags to look out for folks interested in long-term investment, but obviously concerned about fraud and even grooming. Onto this end to wind up becoming susceptible to future fraud. What should we look out for?
Yeah, so mainly as I was saying, the current the tactic has been establishing this trust by using social media platforms and text, right? They communicate with you. So if you meet somebody online, I mean, it could be innocent. It could be really someone had made a mistake, but in most cases, you have to really question what is the motive of the person. Now, if they continue to engage in a call, you happen to continue engaging in a conversation with this person, and eventually this person starts to pitch you about, after you talk about his family, you talk about your common interests, then if they start to pitch you about, hey, are you interested in investing in crypto? I just made a lot of money. You can go to this website. This is when I would raise that red flag. You should be in your mind thinking, okay, this most likely is a scam. I would stop communicating right there. Don't even go to the website, because a lot of these websites that they created look very real, and you can't really look at the website and think this is fake or real. I would just stop right there. If you're being approached by somebody online, you don't know this person, he started pitching you about investments, stay away.
So what can British Columbians do to protect themselves?
Be vigilant, and I think that the best way to protect yourself is being educated. Prevention is what we're trying to help the public in order to minimize the investor's loss. So, you can go to our investrate.org, which have a lot of information to spot a scam. And also, there's also another website. It's called cryptoscams.ca. That is a website that BC residents can get a lot of information to spot crypto fraud.
Now, there will be points in time when my friends or family may want to, you know, talk to me about cryptocurrency and maybe even encourage me to invest. I guess my question here is, how do I parse the garbage from actual talk from my friends and family?
So in Canada, it's a good thing where there are regulations in terms of crypto exchanges and crypto trading platforms. So you can reduce your risk by choosing a crypto trading platform that is registered with Canadian securities regulators. These platforms have legal obligations around safeguarding customers' accounts, and you can, you know, yourself or anybody, your listener can go to our Canadian Securities Administrators website, the CSA website, which you can get information about which platform in Canada is registered, and you should only be dealing with, you know, Canadian crypto exchanges that register in Canada, because you have all the safeguard in terms of customers' accounts, customers' funds.
And if I'm getting a promise of a big, quick return with low risk, whether it's cryptocurrency or any other investment, that should be an obvious red flag, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the red flags of any type of investment scam are pretty consistent. Doesn't matter whether it's crypto, Forex, or anything, or a Ponzi scheme. They always follow these, you know, a few signs, warning signs, fear of missing out. Fraudsters are good at making it sound like they offer make others rich while sitting on the sidelines. So if they are saying to you that, you know, don't let this opportunity pass you, you should take a pause, right? They would use trust. We talk about the trust, angle. They would use, you know, try to establish trust when this is actually not somebody you know. You should really guard, you know, the intention of these individuals. Like you said, high return, no risk guarantee. Those are absolute red flags. There's no such thing as no risk investment or guarantee return. Perfect to buy. If they pressure you to, you know, to buy, saying that get on, you know, before it's too late, that's a sign for you to wait. They always try to, fraudsters will always try to make you feel like you cannot miss this opportunity. So if you have a feel that you're rushed, can't change your mind or back out, you should pause. In fact, that's exactly what you should do, is to stop. Ask questions. If they cannot answer questions in a way that you can understand, talk to a qualified investment advisors. A legitimate investment opportunity should provide answers to all your questions. If it's too complicated, right, you can't understand, please just stop and talk to a qualified investment advisor to get more information about it.
Food for thought as we brave the wide new world of cryptocurrency and other type investments. Sammy Wu is the manager of investigations in the enforcement division of the BC Securities Commission. Sammy, we thank you for your time today on the Seek Facts Afternoon Show, just laying this out for folks so they can be best protected as they go forward.
Thank you, Josh. Nice talking to you today.